Welcome to the High Percentage Podcast, where we kick names and take ass.
Welcome to the High Percentage Podcast, where we're using science and data to improve your training. I guess I should say we're going to use science and data to improve your training, because this is episode one. I'm so stoked. So for people that are new to High Percentage, the mission of this site is to use data that we get from watching hundreds of jiu-jitsu matches, whether they're IBJJF, in a gi, in no gi, sub only, and even street fights. And what we do is we take all the information that we see in those matches, we put them in a database, we do analysis of them, and we really want to figure out what is actually high percentage for the greatest number of people at specific belt levels, weights, different uniforms, different formats, and even self-defense. We think we can do that, and we are doing it. My name is Louis. I am the founder of High Percentage. I own the website, and me and my team are working hard to get this information into the hands, eyes, and ears of as many people as we can. And to me, I think the next step for that is this podcast. I've been operating High Percentage mainly as a blog, publishing articles, but I know that there's a lot of people that don't have the time, or they're just, it's not their style to read articles, especially articles like ours, which are on the longer side, have a lot of charts, data, graphs, statistics. But I know that there's a lot of people that listen to podcasts a lot, and that's the primary way that they consume media. I'm one of those people. I listen to podcasts all the time. I listen to podcasts while I'm watching matches, just to have something on in the background. And personally, I want this podcast to be a really good companion on your commute. And I envision it as being a good companion on your commute to jiu-jitsu class. I've been training a long time, almost every place I've ever trained, 10, 20-minute drive, get down to the academy, and a lot of times I listen to jiu-jitsu podcasts on the way there or on the way back, and that's sort of what I envision this. I want this to be a quick podcast, 5, maybe 10 minutes, keep it focused, keep it succinct, and keep the information useful and relevant to the audience. So I thought it might be useful to start with the story of High Percentage and how this came about. I was a data analyst for a couple years at a university, and one of my big tasks during that time was student retention, and specifically with freshmen. Freshmen are at risk more than any other year of dropping out of college, and our job was to figure out what are the key indicators that a student is going to go on, be successful, and graduate. We went through incredible lengths to figure those things out and answer those questions because it was important. Captured a lot of data. I lived inside databases and spreadsheets, and we were all about finding those KPIs, those key performance indicators that would indicate that a young person is going to go on to graduate from college. And of course, I would do that for 8 hours all day, and then I'd go jiu-jitsu, and there was a mindset that sort of translated where I was also thinking about what are the key performance indicators in jiu-jitsu. And I remember I was at a tournament one day with my coach, Daniel Thomas. I was training in Monterey, California. And we were kind of leaning against the fence, and he sort of said absentmindedly, well, I think if you get a takedown in a match, you're going to win maybe like 60% of the time. And I was like, oh. And then he said, but if you pass guard, it's probably more like 80%. This was really interesting to me because, you know, to be able to do something that gives you a 60% chance of winning, not even mentioning 80% chance, is huge, right? In my world, we were looking for things that would make you 5% more likely to graduate. There was no such thing as something that made you 65% more likely. So I started thinking a lot about that, about, well, what if there's simple things you can focus on in jiu-jitsu that make you 10 times more likely to win in a competitive match? I immediately knew, well, there's a way to figure that out. You know, you just have to watch the matches. They're all there. They're all on YouTube. Everyone records their match and uploads them nowadays. You could watch several hundred. You could watch 1,000. And pretty quickly, you start with some basic questions. Okay, like who won, who lost? Did the winner pass guard or did they not? Did the loser pass guard or did they not? And you could keep it simple, but you could also get really complex if you wanted to. Before I knew it, I was doing it, man. I was sitting down on my free time and I fired up a spreadsheet and I started doing the research and it was really helpful to me. And then immediately I knew, I was like, this is it. This is a great idea. This is the website. What High Percentage is now is we are a website that is dedicated to sort of two groups of students. One is the kind of overwhelmed beginner. That's just the white belt that they're learning a lot of techniques every night, but they're not really sure how they all fit in. And a question I hear a lot in on the mats is, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, I learned the armbar, I've learned the trap and roll and the shrimp escape, but when I roll, I don't really have an objective. I don't really feel like there's a mission. So the only mission I have is I should just be submitting people, right? I should not be getting submitted and I should try to submit people. So I want to sort of break it down into really good actionable information about, hey, there's a lot of stuff that you can learn. Here's what's the most high percentage stuff that is going to give you the highest returns quickest. The second group that I think high percentage is for right now is the kind of intermediate player who they have, you know, been fighting in the trenches and they've been training for a year. Maybe they got their blue belt and they're saying, okay, I'm ready to go to the next level. I'm ready to give my training some focus and really start developing what my individual game is. And that's also kind of a scary time, but an exciting time in your journey because you have to make some choices about, okay, what am I going to be? Like, should I be a half guard player? Should I be a leg lock player? And of course, you know, you go through phases and you fall in love with certain positions and then you fall in love with new positions and that's great and that's fine. But what I want to do with high percentage is show you what are some of the power positions that are giving people a lot of success in the competitive scene. And also I want to get into the self-defense stuff, which I'm starting to do now on the website. I have a self-defense background and that's important to me, but I also love the tournament stuff because I really love games and game theory. And that's something that I want to talk a lot more about on High Percentage. My favorite thing about High Percentage is that I'm a student just like you are, and I'm going on this journey with you. I don't know the answers to these questions that I'm asking, and I want to use the data to get better at jiu-jitsu just like you. One thing I love about data is that it's fundamentally neutral, so it doesn't necessarily have a dog in the fight. And the way that we watch and record fights at High Percentage should be the same, which is we're not trying to reach a conclusion or prove something that we already believe. We ask the question, we go out and collect the data, and a lot of times we ourselves are surprised. And sometimes we record information, we come to conclusions, and then we later on get more information or new information, and we realize that some of the conclusions that we posted in earlier articles could be a little bit better defined. And that's part of the process, and that's how we know we're doing a good job, because we're willing to go back in the past and kind of override what we thought before. So that's a long way of saying that all of the projects we do, all of the data we collect, has its own limitations. Nothing's perfect, but we're trying to do something that no one else is doing. And part of that is learning as we go, and also just being as honest and transparent with our community as that we can. Last thing I want to mention before I go is that the High Percentage podcast and the High Percentage website is sponsored. So we have advertising partners. You've seen ads on the website, and I'm going to be talking about our sponsors on the podcast. My philosophy on ads is that, one, I use them to fund the site. It costs money to maintain the site. The people that help me watch the fights and refine the data, I pay them to do that because it is actual work. It takes time, and it's time that I don't have to do it, so they deserve to make some money. And I try to kind of recoup my losses and put more money into making the site better. And we use advertising to do that. I don't use Patreon or things like that. Because I believe that if I find some products that are really good fits for my readers, then I can share it with you. And if you buy it, then you get something valuable and we get, you know, an affiliate commission or something like that. So part of that is I don't just want to throw ads up on my site for like male vitality products or something like that. Like, I want to find advertising partners that I can grow with, products that I support and that I can get behind. And I think that's the right way to do it. And I want to do ads and product sponsor services the right way. If you're listening and you think that'd be a good opportunity for you, or you have a business that you want to grow and you think it'd be a good fit for the high percentage listenership, you can go on the website, click on the email button and contact me, highpercentagemartialarts@gmail.com. And in the meantime, we have some great partners right now. We've partnered with Keenan Cornelius and his lapel guard encyclopedia system, and I'm going to be talking about that on the next podcast, where we're going to be talking about guard passing. So I'm actually going to get started on that right now. I'm really excited to start diving into these numbers and into the theory and the science behind this awesome thing that is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'll see you next week.